All right, well, I think everyone wants to know right away, how's the body feeling? How's everything going?
It's feeling good. It's feeling really good.
Last season with you being sidelined, obviously that was probably a pain to sit there and not be able to be on the basketball floor. But what did it sort of teach you last year going into this season?
Kind of just sitting right there. Not being able to play and all that stuff, he just kind of like taught me to be the student of the game. Just sitting there on the bench, just watching. Just kind of tell me what to do and not what to do. Like mistakes, because sometimes you might be playing in the game, but you don't really see some stuff that you should be able to see. And then just being able to just sit right there and just watch the game, just gave me a different perspective about the game mentality.
What was the biggest thing that you did for your body in the off season? Because obviously, looking at your right now, it looks like you've kind of dropped a few more pounds. You look pretty slim and able to kind of move a little bit better.
Right. Like you said, in the off season, just been about me, focus on my body. I lost a lot of weight. Being in the weight room a lot, in the weight room every morning during the summer, just trying to get my body back and just get myself sweeter for the basketball season.
The one thing, when you look at the NBA, what's some of the feedback that maybe you're getting when you're taking a look at maybe the next step? Or guys trying to tell you, hey, get a little bit better on your feet, be able to kind of stretch out a little bit more, cover on the perimeter? What are some of the things you're hearing?
For me, I didn't speak to the NBA because I wanted to combine, and then I spoke to a lot of NBA guys. NBA guys spoke to me. They didn't really care about me shooting jumpers. They don't worry about that, because they have guys that can shoot jumpers on their team. They got guys that can knock down all the stuff. They was worried about, all they wanted me to do is just being a rim protector, rebounding the ball, getting double-digit rebounds, and running the floor, playing defense, stuff like that. Like, that's all they was worried about. I mean, they want me to do that more often, and that was pretty much what I've been working on.
What's it like to have Silvio available for this season? How big is that going to be for you as a guy who's in the paint as number five guy?
Oh yeah, having Silvio is really going to be like a relief for me. Because a lot of teams, they want to double team me and all that stuff. Having a guy like Silvio that can stretch the floor, strong big guy, he's really athletic. On the other side of me playing the forward, that is really going to be a relief for me.
This post group is when you look at it, top to bottom, a lot of depth at the position. I know Coach Self really likes to have that depth. What have you seen from some of the other guys, like David McCormick and all them? What have you seen from some of the other post players?
Yeah, for Dave, they've really been really improved. He probably one of the most, if not the most improved player on the team since last year. He's improved offensively, like being able to shoot the ball and all that, being able to stretch the floor. And his defense, he's really fast. He can really, play defense. We have a freshman that's really good. We got Tristan. He's really one of the got great footworks. He's really good. He's really going to go shock a lot of people. And then we have Tristan, really tough, can rebound the ball. And we have Isaiah Moss, can shoot the ball really good. We got Ochai and Devonda, are really fast and all that. And then we got a couple of really good pieces to complement everybody else. Yeah.
You were named the Big 12 Preseason Player of the Year. Does that mean anything to you when you take a look at those honors?
First of all, I appreciate the people that voted for me to be the Big 12 Player of the Year. But for me, it really don't mean nothing in the last scheme of things. Like, Big 12 Player of the Year is not. You got to go out there and you got to compete. You got to go out there and win it. So being named that, it's really nothing to me. I'm just going to go out there and just play my game and just try to help my team win.
Going back to you and what you did this past offseason, obviously we've seen what you've done in terms of taking care of your body, but in terms of on the floor, what were some of the biggest things that you focused on this offseason to use on Big 12 players and players this season?
For on the floor,
yeah.
I've been working on my games, my post moves, and also getting in better shape, getting in great shape, being able to run the floor, being able to be in the game for a long time and all that stuff. I've been working on that. I've been working on my foot and just my hook shot, my right hand hook shot and stuff like that.
What's the team attitude right now going into the 2019-2020 season? What's the team attitude right now?
Well, we are excited. Everybody's excited. We're not looking at what's going going on about the outside world, about the noise and all that stuff. We don't even pay attention to that. We just focus on like basketball, about playing basketball. And we got new guys. We got, you know, 2 year guys and all that, and they are excited. You know, they want to play basketball. They don't want to be out there on the court, and that's being our focus right now. And
this is gonna be a little off the ball question for you, but with you, a big guy who's trying to shed weight and trying to get back to being in the best shape as you could possibly be in, what's some food that like you had to stay away from in order to get right?
Yeah, I really had to during that period of time. I really had to stay away from eating a lot of desire, like cake, ice cream, like cookies, like, you know, like food like that. And for me, I'm a kind of guy that, you know, after I practice or after I just go and lay down and 7, 8 a.m., 9 a.m. at night, just try to eat all the snacks and all that stuff. How to cut that stuff off, and, you know, just try to be disciplined enough, and, you know, and that kind of helped me shed my weight off.
Do you have a sweet tooth? Are you a big sweets guy?
Right now, no, I'm not a big sweet guy. I don't really eat sweet that much.
Well, if you bring up all the cookies and cake and ice cream, they maybe think that you're a big sweet tooth guy.
It was like occasionally. It wasn't like something I do every time. So, but like, you know, like, I'm not a big sweet guy, but snacks, I was like really huge on snacks, like late night snacks and all that. I had to cut that away, and I had to cut out some of the food I eat during the daytime and all the stuff. So, yeah.
Well, what are some of the late night snacks then that you have to stay away from? Like chips, all the regular stuff?
Like, yeah. I love eating chips during like late night, just laying down when I'm tired and just laying down watching TV, eating chips, and, you know, just thinking about like the day and all the stuff. So that was kind of like me, but I had to like cut that stuff away. And drank a lot of water instead.